Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio lesson, I will take up Scottish Chaucerians. Scottish Chaucerians were the successors of Chaucer and they flourished between 1425 to 1550. And Chaucer is said to have died in 1400. Okay, so after Chaucer, the Scottish Chaucerians came. Now, who were the Scottish Chaucerians? Robert Henryson, William Dunbar, Gavin Douglas, David Lindsay, and also James I of Scotland is also included. And they are called Scottish because they belonged to the area of Scotland. Now, they were Scottish poets. And they are called Chaucerian because they regarded Geoffrey Chaucer as their master in terms of the works or the style of literature which Geoffrey Chaucer wrote. They also followed that style. Of course, they did not limit themselves only to the style of Chaucer. But in a great way, the style of Chaucer did influence the style of writing of Scottish Chaucerians. And Scottish Chaucerians are also known for their use of the rhyme royal, which was popularized by Geoffrey Chaucer. And while studying about the Scottish Chaucerians, you should keep in mind two important literary works. One work is by King James I of Scotland, which is called the King's Quair, literally translated as the King's Book. Okay, basically it is a love dream allegory written in early Scots and it marks the beginning of the golden age of Scottish literature. And as I said, this book also acknowledges the influence of Geoffrey Chaucer. And basically the story is based on the life of King James I. Now how he was, while in battle, how he was captured and imprisoned later on. But finally he was freed, okay. The second important book that you should keep in mind while studying Scottish Chaucerians is by Robert Henryson called The Testament of Criseyde. And this, the Testament of Criseyde is a poem in the form of a narrative and a complaint, almost a kind of complaint, where Henryson completes the story of Chaucer's Troilus and Criseyde and gives the story a grim and tragic ending, you know, where the heroine rejects her lover named Diomede and then, you know, she falls into prostitution. So in a way it is a reinterpretation of Chaucer's Troilus and Criseyde. And see, Chaucer's Troilus and Criseyde is basically a tragic verse romance, and it recounts the story of love story of Troilus and Criseyde. Troilus is the son of the Trojan king Priam. And see, one more thing which I pointed out was, you know, the Scottish Chaucerians used the rhyme royal. Now, what was the rhyme royal? Rhyme royal was basically a stanza, form of stanza of 7 lines. Usually it is written in iambic pentameter, okay? So, these were some of the important points related to Scottish Chaucerians which you should keep in mind while you read about this.